What's up, guys? Today, we're gonna be talking about stopping days on market. Stop.
That was good.
Okay, Jay, it's time to get a little bit serious, even though it's hard to do so after watching you get in that thing. That was the most fascinating and cringeworthy
smooth
thing
at the same time.
Smooth, cool as a cucumber, as they say, hey?
That's it.
But now let's get serious for a minute here, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
That's
hello.
It. Good morning. Welcome.
We're back.
And yeah, today, as you so saw on the trampoline, we're going to talk about days on market. We're actually going to be a little bit unconventional as well to what a lot of realtors out there are saying, but I think the people deserve the truth.
Always.
And the people need to know.
They do.
Okay.
Always.
So if this market has taught us anything, it's that it's not willing to overpay. Oh, please don't.
Okay. It's not willing to overpay. This is true. We've been taught this for a long time now.
Yeah, I think so. It's funny because it's not willing to overpay regardless of what market you're in. If you're in condos like downtown, the inventory levels are extremely high. And of course, nobody's willing to overpay in that type of market, but also even on the detached housing market, so which has been bumping what seems like all of this year. And still, people are not willing to overpay.
So a lot of the stuff we've seen, even going into multiples, is still selling at relative numbers to kind of comps and all that sort of stuff. So you're not getting a lot of that crazy, okay, we're in multiples, let's just shoot to the stars. There's still relevance in the numbers, which is interesting. They're kind of like contained multiples, if you will.
Yeah, or just like, I think it's a more fair multiple, right? Like, I think the thing before was, back in like 2016, 2017, it was, oh, this house is listed at 1.5. Well, is it going to sell for 1.6, 1.7, 1.75? Like, now it's a lot more reflective of the market. And a lot of times, to your point, there will be multiple offers, but it may not even be over ask.
Yeah, and I think, I wonder, I don't know, of course, but I wonder if now that people, 2016, 17, it was like people didn't think it would ever go down. And it got to that point, that white hot point of, well, it's going to be more expensive tomorrow, and that's going to be forever.
Yeah.
And relevance to this is a normal market, which goes up and down, was kind of lost. And I think now that we've seen adjustments down, people have realized it can go down. Big surprise. They're a lot more hesitant to just throw money into these multiples. Is one aspect of why I think it's doing that right now, personally.
Yeah, and then on the other side, you've got condos, which, I mean, naturally there's so much inventory, especially if you're playing around certain areas of the market with condos. It's hard to get somebody to pay over market value right from the beginning when your property just hits the market, let alone when you've been on for multiple months, and when there's so much inventory to pick from, getting someone to pay above market on anything that's not out of this world unique is an uphill battle, which 99.999 times out of 10 is not going to happen.
Yeah, and I think if stuff's coming to market and it's coming very sharp, it can get bought up quickly, but that's creating new benchmarks on the downside.
Yeah, and we're big advocates for, look, if you've been sitting on the market and you're not selling, and the market is telling you something. And so whether that's the market telling you something by people are not coming through and they're not putting offers on, or everything around you is selling for different price comparables, the market is telling you something, which if you want to sell, you need to reduce and come to the market level in order to do so. And those people who are in need of selling, whether it takes them a month to do so or 6 months to do so, will eventually do that. But for those that are quote unquote not in need of selling and who are unwilling to come down to that price, I think that only leaves you with the only realistic option, and this is where it gets a little bit controversial, is you need to come off market. You need to remove your property off market and you need to take it off market.
Yeah, I think a lot of people lose sight of the fact that as soon as it goes on MLS, everything's public. So if you change your price and you pull it off and put it back on, that has its advantages in refreshing the listing and people's auto searches, both clients, buyers and agents. But all your history if you reduce, 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 and you come on and off, or just stay on and reduce all these accumulative days on market, this is all recorded. Mm-hmm. And anyone that's looking to inevitably purchase the property is gonna go back into the history, and they're gonna look at that, and they're gonna make decisions
based upon that. So it's time for you to switch it up.
You definitely need to switch it up.
That's it. If you've been sat on the market for, say, 4 months, you got activity in the first 2 months, and then you haven't had much really for the last couple of months. To Jay's point, all of that is made public to an agent. So anyone coming through, even if you've stuck to your price, anyone who comes through who even potentially writes an offer, is gonna be aware of all of this information in the first place. So you're not, you holding out does not mean that you're gonna get that price. And if you're just holding out thinking that like a magic wand is gonna be waved and all of a sudden you're gonna get that, well, that's not going to happen in this market from the get-go, let alone if you've been on for multiple months. Even whether you're looking at the detached busy market or a condo struggling market, all of this information is made public to anyone potentially writing.
Yeah, so I think I don't want to say excuse, a big thing we commonly hear is, yeah, but my property's different. Yeah, but my reno's different. At the front end of listing a property, if you've got something unique like that, for example, and testing a number and hoping that you can get it, that makes sense. If you're sitting, to your point, 3 months, 4 months, oh, well, mine's different. Once the right person enters the market, we only need one. You may get an offer, but those days on market are just ammunition for that one buyer to now hammer you down on price. And they're not going to jump up to your, we'll call it, unrealistic level with all that behind them.
Yeah, well, I mean, in theory, it doesn't even make sense anyway, because so let's say you have a downtown condo. The other comparables are saying that you're 15% off where you should be right now. The market is still coming down downtown. So all of these people who talk about, you know, we're gonna wait until spring. We're gonna come off the market, wait until spring, which we're coming to the end of November, December now. So I mean, what, that's 4 months. Let's be generous and say 5 months. And the market is still coming down. So why do you even think that it's gonna be up that 15% in the sake of 5 months? Take detached housing, for example. It's extremely busy. No one would deny that right now, but on average, it's going up by about 1% a month. So you do the math. 5 months at 1% a month, the market in a busy market is gonna be up 5%. So even in that hot market, you're still 10% under where you feel you need to be, and that's on a hot market, let alone something which is coming down.
Yeah, and I think people use that spring benchmark as in past years before all this volatility we've seen. Spring was definitely the kickoff for the new year after a slower December.
Yep.
So that, I think, is really ingrained in people's heads now, and fair enough, because it's been like that for a decade. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't work as the beacon of a hot market just because it's spring. Mm-hmm. The market has to be playing to that all the way up. And then that momentum from having a lack of inventory on in December, coming on in spring, and the frenzy at that point being the case to continue a market is where that spring busyness of that came from. Mm-hmm. So again, we're in a different environment. We're in a new market. We're in a new market that most people haven't seen before. If you're relatively young in the market,
COVID as well.
Well, that in addition, but all this volatility really started back in like beginning 2018, as we've discussed, and even started softening before that. So all this stuff that's come in, to your point, is there gonna be new eyes on the market in spring? Yes. Is that gonna bring a whole new level of pricing just because? No.
So the idea here, the answer is to take the property off the market and hold. So you should be working with your realtor to watch the market and wait for those comparables to show that reflection of pricing and what you're after. By doing so, you've actually got the data behind you to warrant that type of price, because it's all well and good putting this marketing in, saying I'm different because of this, my reno is because of this, but at the end of the day, all the buyer cares about on the other end is the comparable data in which they're going to be using to put in an offer. So that doesn't necessarily mean coming off for 4 or 5 months and then coming back on again, that information is public. It's waiting, coming up with a strategy with your realtor basically being ready to pounce as soon as the data shows that you can get that market value in which you're hoping for. Beyond that, if you're just sitting on market for days on end, you're just shooting yourself in the foot in doing so. Because again, all of that information is public. And even at that point, if the figures do represent what you're after, you could have built up 100, 200 so days on market. And again, not be in such a powerful position. So we're saying that you should come off, hold, and watch the market. And that's what we've told some of our clients. And sometimes that means having that difficult conversation of, hey, look, come off of the market. Here's our strategy moving forward. Here's what we think. Let's get on the same page. And then you have a strategy moving forward.
Yeah, and again, that's not to hinder people from going to market and trying, but understand if you're trying to break away from the data, the comps, and you've got something a little bit different that you want a bit more of a premium on, of course, test. But once you get to 30 to 60, 90 days and the market isn't reflective of you trying to test that number, waiting and just hoping that that one person comes along is not a strategy. And we all know in quick moving markets, strategy, there's a lot of weight on price and the marketing behind it. But in these markets, obviously, it's not just throw it on MLS, throw up the video, throw up the posts and hope. You really have to be tight on price because the market is watching and they're watching all the comps and they're not going to throw money at something right now in this environment that they don't have to. So yeah.
That's it, guys. I think that pretty much sums us up this week. Of course, if you need any help with your own individual strategy, feel free to call, text, or email us on any of the contacts listed below.
And feel free to comment below. We'd love to chat to you guys on there. And like.
Yeah.
And subscribe. And you can watch these weekly because they're so amazing.
Awesome. That's it, guys. Enjoy. Take care. We'll see you next week.